I have got a headache. And it sucks. That's my story. And it's raining for real out here. Talking about Disney animated movies? There. Not sure that I have any big opinion on Disney animated movies. Animated movies, what? I think I saw The Lion King. Like, I more or less know what happens in The Lion King, because it's just, you know, that's just how it went, but I saw Bambi. I saw Bambi at a drive-in. Wait. What are these lanes, man? These lanes are all fucked up. When it rains, you can't really see where the lanes are on some stretches of this road, and it's fucking bad. Jungle Book? I probably liked Jungle Book. Right? That's a Disney animated movie? Is that a movie? That's a movie, right? I was never really a big Disney fan. Just never really cared about any of those characters, the core Disney characters, or and then like all the movie stuff. Either. I don't know. Yes, Tron is cool. What was it, like Lady and the Tramp? That was a movie, right? 101 Dalmatians. Yeah, I don't know. I guess I saw some of that stuff along the way, but none of it stuck with me. I don't know. I just don't really, like, you know, Dumbo or whatever. Like, I, it's just, I... Yes, Mongoose Fighting Cobras. That was that Ricky Tikki Tavi or whatever, right? Is that Disney? Probably not, right? I remember seeing that once and digging it. I guess. I don't know. Something about that stuck out to me anyway. What is this fucking fucker in this van? Okay, he's got his fucking ass on. He ain't going nowhere. A lot of people talk about Aladdin. I didn't really care about Aladdin. I guess for a lot of people, that's like a real, like, kind of, like, touchstone Robin Williams performance or something. But I don't know. It just seemed lame. But that's like a, you know... I feel like that's part of, like, this, like a different wave of Disney and Disney films or something. And, like, you know, fucking Lady and the Tramp and Fantasia and all that other shit, right? Like, way, 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 way newer. Like, Aladdin was in the 90s, wasn't it? Maybe it was late 80s. I don't know. Well, whatever it was, I don't know. I feel like maybe I was probably, like, too old to give a fuck about Aladdin when Aladdin happened. Well, yeah, because I guess that Genesis game was a Genesis game, so... I saw Frozen and didn't hate it. It's well made for what it is. I've just received a message here saying I did, in fact, hate Frozen. All right. I remember it with a certain amount of indifference, I guess. Not an actual dislike, but... I kind of just don't really like musicals, you know? It's been weird seeing people, like, flip out about that, Hamilton. Like, oh, you gotta listen to this, I'm listening to this, all this soundtrack nonstop. And then playing it, it's going like, what? No. What? Why would you do this? Why would you put the... No. What? Come on. Do you actively dislike hip-hop? Is that why you're listening to this? What? Do you actively dislike yourself? What? Almost seems like something that, like, people who like musicals are trying to, like, hold up and go, like, see, musicals can be cool and modern and with it. Like, no, you're not, no. I mean, hey, I haven't seen the show. But I, you know, kind of clicked through that soundtrack and listened to about as much of it as I could. Sweeney Todd. God, fucking... A dude I was in a band with, before I knew him, he put on Sweeney Todd at the local theater, and it was before I knew him, and knew that he was actually okay, and was just like, man, fuck that guy. Dude's all right, as it turns out. Well, yeah. I wish that they would... We need a technology that gets me home faster. Something. Teleportation. Even, you know, even if it took the same amount of time, but it was just a driver, like, if I didn't have to drive the car. That's why I can't take a bus, because it takes fucking twice as long. And it's a bus. Schedule aspect of it just does not work. Opera trumps all. Yeah, it's sure. I'm not gonna sit here and fucking name drop operas that I'm into or anything like that. But you know, operas, some shit going on. Fucking opera station on this motherfucker. Yes, here it is. The opera station. Came through with two blocks to terrorize your world. Uh-huh. Told you how to slap dips and murder your girl. Gave you all the finger but told you to sit and swirl. So the billion tapes and still scream, fuck the world. So come and kill me while my name's hot. And shoot me 25s in the same spot. Ow. I think I got a generation brainwashed. The pop pills and smoke pot till they brains rot. Stop their blood flow till they veins clot.
New one from the Chainsmokers. What a great song. Don't Let Me Down on BP.
I'm writing the definitive dubstep musical. It's called Wub Wub Wub.
Studio.
Past the country stations, when it gets into jazz, there's like a... That's where the opera station is, isn't it? A Vaporwave the musical is just an existing musical slowed down. And the title of it is just translated poorly into katakana. Real jazz! Real jazz! My least favorite musical thing is the fucking monologue with character questioning actions. It's just... No. Oh, God. It's all so terrible. It's just a little bit... What if we wrapped our play in a bunch of fucking shit music? That'd be cool, right? No. No, it... Here we go. This is dignified. Because it's in another language. I don't know what the fuck this guy's saying. It's probably just... Exactly the same. This is just Rent translated into Italian, right?
Designs, my comics, they're mostly about like
superheroes, like mostly about death and pain and how they won't let us stop singing. I drew comics about how they beat us.
I know you're inside the feeling so hollow, and it's a hard fact for you to swallow.
the satellite radio, they tend to group the stations by in a somewhat logical order. Not all the time, but, you know, it happens. I'm just saying, you know, there's a reason why the musicals station, the Broadway station, it's not that far away from Kids Bop. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? If I ran the Kids Bop radio station, between every song, someone would come on and just say, "Get bopped!" And then it would just, the next song would start. The slogan for Kids Bop radio would straight up be, "Get bopped." Station. If you told me this was from a musical, I'd be like, well, all right. I mean, I'd probably buy that. It's telling kind of a weird story here, I guess, but... Yeah, in the middle act two, there's just this song about orange. I don't know.
And we are back. We're here today with Drew DeWalt, and we are getting the backstory. We're getting the Where Are They Now with the book that he created based on stories of... How many crayons are we talking? 24? How many crayons are in the box?
Close to 24. You know, every time I try and count them, they move around a lot.
Yeah, these crayons that live in our homes and under our couches and in our shoes and melted under light bulbs. We're talking about their stories.
I don't know that light bulbs smell crayons.
Of living in your homes and living in our homes. And it's not an easy life.
No, it is not easy to be 3 inches tall in wax.
Yeah. I want to talk to you about one of the most poignant moments from
it
your
is
books.
So fucking windy. Holy shit.
Oh, peaches.
All this rain is kind of going sideways across the road.
An art teacher doesn't email me, text me, or tweet that the students have pulled the wrappers off of all of the crayons because they think everybody should be naked. I see the kids in my school visits, you know, how would you like it if everybody, you know, pulled your clothes off and pulled you up for everybody to laugh at?
Yeah.
And then they laugh and go, "We don't care."
You know, when I was reading these books, some of these other crayons, they got big personalities. They
this guy loves
no
naked kids. That's what
about,
I'm taking from
you know,
this.
Making their complaints loud and clear. But I feel like Peach Crayon is just like in distress here. I mean, just totally naked. Can't even leave the crayon box.
Well, you know, he started off as very sad and shocked, as anyone would be.
Yeah.
Over the two books, I promised him that he would get some clothes.
Okay.
And the second book, a big part of the second book was to get him some underwear.
Right.
And if you look closely in the last page of the second book, there he is. He's got Duncan's underwear, but it's too big. And soon after we finished the photo shoot for the second book, Duncan needed his underwear back. So once again,
I mean, you are Duncan. Well, really? You only have one pair of underwear?
Well,
you need some more underpants.
Yeah,
you're a New York Times bestselling author. You could buy underpants for you and for Peach Crayon.
Well,
I'm sorry. I just don't have a lot of empathy with this one.
Well, I'm just
breaking down the world you're creating here. Fuck this.
Before,
this is your being
thought
this
of
is bullshit.
Esteban, who wants to be a hero.
Esteban the Magnificent
and
Green.
Red, Neon Red, who has seen the world and is so knowledgeable about geography.
Yeah.
They have a plan. They're going to take Peach into the city. The quest for pants.
Well, Esteban's just using it as an excuse to get out of the house.
Yeah, hopefully it's not raining.
Right. Yeah, because we know how he doesn't deal with the rain.
No rain for you.
Wow, but really, that's so nice. So when you first got to know them, did you feel like they had an isolated existence within the box, or did you feel like there were any bonds that were created. I mean, we know about the bond, the sun-induced.
It's like a bad interview with a wrestler. Keeps fucking slipping in and out of kayfabe.
Or there was like a more popular crayon in the box. See you. I begged you to want me, but you didn't want to.
Or at WagnerBreak.com. Second semifinal matchup of the night from the big guy comes to hedge, but then they're bluffing him. He just
and he's not playing with the same starting quarterback. He gets a chance to resuscitate there. Would they keep him now because
on it, my line feds got the tap on it. Range Rover, I'm a slave owner. Eight Coronas on drank coasters, snake poachers, gator coasters, suede loafers. Break your focus, jealous haters break my naked scopes.
On the road to riches, tryna fuck all these bitches, tryna fuck all these bitches. On the road to riches, on the road to riches, tryna fuck all these bitches. The legs like the bonus round, and my hands stay perfect. My son says frozen like some sherbet. My mother's name engraved on the burner. Daddy didn't believe I was an earner till I showed up in the land with a safari window. I've been the shit, you motherfuckers hardly been dope. Me and money go together like Bacardi and Coke. Drive on the right side and I'm like a stroke. As the sun hit my features, my dun hide the gun in the pizza. Catch him while he playing FIFA. Mix the chemicals and beakers with new sneakers. Two seaters at the theater. My mind been clearing since I'm drinking juice. Shit, it's summertime, I think I'll paint the Lincoln blue. I know you never thought I'd make it through. Dusty whining on my Jamaican boo. Ray and nephew for the whole crew. On the road to riches, trying to fuck all these bitches. Trying to fuck all these bitches. On the road to riches. On the road to riches. Trying to fuck all these bitches.
Bitch of wax, then I took a trip to Brazil. Hold the gun right, keep an extra clip to refill. Cross it over on my leg like we whipping the pill. Gotta shake him like Sham God, working my hand God. Straight fish, barely eat food off the land God. New York built me, not guilty. The Lex filthy, half a bottle and the seat wiping straight till me still swerving. Eating post, Pam and Grier. One love to my nigga Pierre. Doggy, we here. Get top from a dot, like a shot in the air. Zip up, grip up. In a spot that appear, been accused that we not in the clear. We crime niggas, tech nine niggas, right fly round niggas. BVS one, beat the way my shine glitters. Whole squad tatted up like Yakuza. We ain't worried about getting jobs, you fucking loser. Shout out to the dealer, one love to the user. It's how I'm late, Marinovich, peace to my calf. Got workers on the strip, Lord, peace to my staff. Concubine in the half a carafe, but in the bath. Trying to climb different levels of math. I'm trying to stash on the road to riches.
Yeah.
Trying to fuck all these bitches. I'm trying to fuck all these bitches.
Who in my niggas?
Caveman tendencies, niggas club, I club niggas. I get clumsy when I slip into us zone. I'm a blood spiller, I grew up in grub on the grub of other niggas. My demeanor's hyena, hiding in this dog eat dog wound, waiting for the day you murder prey. I'll come through in the convertible to murder the murderers with gloves on and treat it like it's a big feast and pick my teeth with a vertebrae. Even though I'm planning to be back, I don't plan to leave behind a bone. I rhyme with no apathy, my mind suffer with beef and bone appetite. I don't have to get deep, I ride alone. Survival of the fittest in this new era, contra war zone. I'm in my fittest with my blueberry, I'm core four zone. I'm trying to stomp a fucking thug long. Enough to make my shoes ugly, enough for me to walk out of there looking like I got a pair of smudge orange gloves on. I'm married to the streets, but the love gone. Up north in the car clean, sitting somewhere with a Harley looking like a heart scene. How I'm cut is my gut feeling tells me you cut wrong. If you got heartstrings, I got a bone going through mine like the one that Chuck Norris talks on.
Thank you.
The feeling I have when this song comes on is on par with, it's in the same ballpark as watching somebody poop. Watching someone else poop. Like in a public place. Like a, oh, oh. Oh, well, all right, yeah, well, we're in it now. Ugh. How did I get here? That type of feeling. That's what that song is. Drive the shot up on the block, and your mom was saving money for you in a jar, trying to start a piggy bank for you so you could go to college. Almost had $1,000 till someone broke in and stole it, and I know you were so mad it broke your mama's heart, and it seemed like everything was just starting to fall apart.
Songs is by the, it's still weird to say, the late great David Bowie. I don't know. I don't know if there's anybody who's had a more diverse musical career than David Bowie. So many styles, all of them so legit, so authentic, even when he was kind of making this statement about things being inauthentic. Or, you know, it's funny that I'm here talking a lot today about my new show, Flaked, which is streaming on Netflix starting today, but you know, and one of the themes in our show is sort of about authenticity and the face that you show the world and how much of it is real, etc. And I think that David Bowie, by the way, I'm not putting myself in his category, so save your angry response via social media. I'm just saying that, you know, he spent a lifetime, David, exploring the idea of, you know, changing, sort of changing the aesthetic or changing the face or changing who you are, and he did that to with great success because he was kind of authentic with each time he made that switch. Anyway, this has been always been one of my favorite Bowie songs. It's Andy Warhol, but first, War Bells from Royal Banks.
Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning.
John, let me give my all to you.
Thank you. Friday Night House Party is on.
The throwback station, the new Q102. In the mix on the Q102 House Party.
The new Q102.
Here.
You do life. Sometimes market volatility can seem like
a little bit of this AM radio because I'm kind of curious to hear a weather report and see if there's any kind of flash flood warning still in effect.
It's enough to make you busy. At FamousSmoke.com, we're bullish on keeping your premium cigar investment.
There it is. I found a reason to listen to AM radio. I found a reason for AM radio to exist, you guys.
Right now, FamousSmoke.com is offering $10 cash back on any order of $50 or more.
Weird.
That means you could see an ROI of up to 20% on hundreds of the world's best premium cigar brands, humidors, and accessories. When it comes to making a safe cigar investment,
that's
Famous
me.
Is your port.
I am
in
looking
a storm
to make a safe cigar investment.
Cigar prices.
Yes.
Go to FamousSmoke.com and click the business button to take advantage of this
click
aggressive
the business
offer. Stocks may be unpredictable, but you can always rely on Famous for cigar market prices, stability, and savings. FamousSmoke.com, where your dollars make sense.
Fuck the gold standard. We're going to get on the cigar standard.
Donald Trump is defending his campaign tactics after canceling a rally in Chicago tonight over concerns about the potential for violence.
Well, I certainly don't incite violence, and I certainly would. I don't condone violence, and I don't talk about violence. Now,
fuck
if a
you.
Protester is hitting a woman, or if a protester is swinging his fist at a man or a group of men, and if they end up going back, I'm not looking to do him any favors, frankly, because that's the way life is.
Rival Ted Cruz said Trump needs to acknowledge his responsibility.
In any campaign, responsibility starts at the top. Any candidate is responsible for the culture of the campaign.
In Chicago, the crowds were dispersed after the rally was canceled. There were reports of 3 injuries, none serious. Earlier in the day, a reporter says she was roughed up by Trump's campaign manager in Florida and has filed a complaint with police. I'm John Irving. Hundreds of people gathered in Simi Valley, California today for the funeral of former First Lady Nancy Reagan. Jim Roop was there.
There was laughter at a story told by Reagan daughter Patty Davis about the time the president was face down on a massage table getting a rubdown from a large masseuse when Mrs. Reagan tiptoed in, kissed him on the back of the neck, then tiptoed out again, leaving her Ronnie to believe the kiss came from the masseuse. Former Chief of Staff James Baker called her a tough protector of her husband, and former Canadian Prime Minister Brian Mulroney said she made sure things got done in the White House for sure.
The two top executives of the well-known veterans charity, the Wounded Warrior Project, have left the organization, this following allegations of wasteful and extravagant spending. The charity announced it is imposing new restrictions on spending. Keyboardist Keith Emerson has died. He is the Emerson in Emerson, Lake and Palmer, a progressive rock group well known to people of a certain age. Emerson was 71 years of age. I'm John Irving.
Hi, this is Chip Franklin. You know, I read the other day that when you don't get enough sleep, your brain thinks you're hungry. That's right. That's why you gain weight when you don't sleep enough. Don't do that. Right now, you can get 2 premium MyPillows for the price of 1 and sleep like a king.
I don't want your
premium
pillows.
Premium MyPillows, the only pillows that have 4 different loft levels, so every pillow is customized to you. It's the perfect pillow for you. And MyPillow has a 10-year warranty. My car is
I don't want to hear about your pillow, you sicko!
Washer, dryer. I have a pillow I've washed over 25 times. It's like new, and it's made entirely here in the USA, so you know the quality is top shelf. And did you know MyPillow is the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation? They know a little bit about a good night's sleep. Order a MyPillow right now. You got a 60-day money-back guarantee, so there's nothing to lose. Call them right now. MyPillow, 800-299-6893. That's MyPillow, 800-299-6893. Mention the promo code KGO. So you want a great night's sleep? Order a MyPillow right now, and the second pillow is free. Go to MyPillow.
See if we can get these guys on the podcast.
That's
see if we get these guys buy us. Let's get this in here.
Japanese scientists say they have developed the bacteria that can eat plastic. John Stolness reports.
If that's accurate, it might be able to help the world's growing plastic pollution problem. The newly published finding says bacteria, Ideonella sakaiensis, fully breaks down one of the most commonly used forms of plastic, known as PET. It's most commonly bottled drinks, cosmetics, and household cleaners. This could be a major breakthrough in light of a recent warning by the World Economic Forum. The group says only 14% of plastic packaging is recycled, and so much of it ends up in the ocean that plastic in the world's seas could outweigh fish by the year 2050. I'm John Stolman.
There won't be any fish left by 2050. Don't worry about it.
A study that claims to document the effectiveness of background checks in cutting gun deaths in several states. The researchers claim that laws requiring universal background checks cut deaths by nearly 40%. I'm John Irving.
Spend $24 right now at Napa, and you can get a free Napa Chase Elliott radio.
None of this has been the weather.
$24
None of
oil,
this.
Get a free cap.
AM radio, you're fucking letting me down.
Get a free cap. Buy $24 worth of Pine Tree Scented air fresheners. Well, we won't ask you why you need $24 worth of air fresheners. We'll just hand you a free Napa Chase Elliott racing cap. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last, offer expires 3/31/16.
Hi, Tom Bodette, somewhat in knots over this trendy new hairstyle called a man bun. I mean, what's next, the he-hive? Well, Motel 6 recently got a new updo of sorts, too, with renovations nationwide. And even with our fresh, modern look, you'll still find
Motel
room
6
at the lowest price of any
slightly
national
less
thing. So you can
like
save
drugs
up enough
and
money
death.
To get yourself a haircut, or maybe a hat. I'm Tom Bodette, and we'll leave the light on for you. Book direct at Motel6.com.
Let's go to Sunnyvale, northbound 101 and North Fair Oaks. An accident there is on the right shoulder, but the fire department was blocking lane 4 at last reported. Traffic is barely moving back to Lawrence Expressway, so not bad, but what there is, like I say, is at a near stop. Berkeley, 80 eastbound before Gilman, a stall out there, has been on the right shoulder and clearing for a while now. Caltrans did have to do a traffic break, which really slowed things down, but traffic is unwinding nicely from about Powell and Emeryville. Daly City, keep in mind there's a tree that came down on 35 southbound before Hickey Boulevard, and it was blocking the second lane to the left. And in Half Moon Bay, apparently still on northbound 1 after Hicks Canyon Road, another tree that had come down. It was blocking the right lane. They're hoping to have that picked up in about 25 minutes or so. There are high wind advisories in effect right now for the Richmond-San Rafael, Bay, Golden Gate, and San Mateo bridges. In the city, looking good on westbound 80 on the Skyway. Eastbound 80 is now stop and go from 101 up to Fremont. If you're heading out across the Bay Bridge, only minor slowdowns across the lower deck. I'm Lee Graham, KTO 8-10.
KGO 810, my name is Ethan Behrman. I'm going in for Drek tonight, 6 minutes after 8 p.m. Studio number 415-808-0810. Be helpful.
We don't have traffic and weather together. What kind of fucking radio station is this?
You can also send me a tweet at Ethan Behrman. Well, we're going to have some fun. We have the Cal Bears basketball game is coming up here in just a few minutes, but my producer decided to invade the studio. That is the word I'm going to go with. I'm going to stick with that.
I'm an invasive species. It's
Valerie is in. You're an invasive species.
I am.
You and the zebra mussel.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. And Eurasian milfoil.
Oh, you know these things. Wow.
Yeah, it's
milfoil. Is that like
Zika virus?
Milfoil, is that like, are we exporting
Eurasian milfoil? It's a weed that grows in
lake.
Lee Man in Chinatown early this morning. ATDS News Time, 8:08, first for traffic with Tiffany Wistrom, sponsored by Caltrans.
Thanks, sir. We were headed to 680 northbound just before Sheridan. No injuries with this accident. Emergency crews are on location. Looks like this car went up the shoulder, though, went up a hill. If you are using 4 eastbound near Hillcrest Avenue, a non-injury accident also being reported, but they can't get it out of the right lane. 880 southbound before Tennyson, headed to Hayward. Watch out for a tree hanging really low in the right lane. That's again southbound 880 before Tennyson. That's not good. If you're on the Bay Bridge, not too bad. Things are starting to ease, though there is some delay on the Skyway, both directions of the Skyway, that is. 880 northbound.
I like this traffic is totally different from the one that we just heard on the other station.
You're going to see delays inside from the top of the grade. About the 205 connector. First for traffic, whenever you're on the road, your next update, 818 on the traffic leader, KCBS.
And our weekend weather picture, we're looking at showers tapering off overnight with lows in the 50s. We get a short break from the rain tomorrow morning. Showers develop again in the afternoon on Saturday with periods of heavy rainfall. Tomorrow night, rain off and on Sunday, heavy at times. And there is still a flash flood watch in effect through 6 p.m. Sunday night for the North Bay. Traffic and
watch,
weather
not
together
a warning.
On the 8th and all news 106.9 and AM 740 KCBS. Caltrans alert. Expect major delays on Highway 160.
All right.
I got too much pride. I guess it's just something. same for gangsters.
Made it home. I'm gonna go inside and stay dry this weekend, hopefully. See how it goes. See you later.